Now on the Weekend Wake Up, it's time for a taste of the West.
882 6PR with Darren and Sue, 7:20, and talking quinoa. Sue.
Quinoa, do you like it?
I don't know that I've ever tried it.
I love it. And fascinated by this story. And Ashley Wees is one of the three farmers who's part of it. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, Sue. How you going?
Yeah, very well. Now, I must get to the bottom of the most important things first. Well, for me, it's all about me. How am I related to you? because I'm related to, I think we're related, every single Wees in the state is related to one another.
You actually grew up on a farm just next door to me, and there's a relationship only a couple of generations back.
Yeah, there you go. So who's your dad? There we go.
Daryl.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Yes.
Just proving the point here, people, that every media is social media. when Sue's involved, everyone is.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. We've been chasing you around for a long time, followed the story.
No, it's
fantastic story. And good on you for putting your hand up and saying, I'm going to do something different.
Yeah, thanks, Sue. You know, it's been a great journey, and it's just nice to actually grow something that we don't pop on a ship and send overseas, and we actually can put on a packet here.
So tell us where quinoa started, I mean, and where you are, because many people don't know Highbury area.
Yeah, so Highbury's about 2.5 hours sort of south-southeast of Perth, so sort of halfway to Albany. So that's where we've been farming for a few generations. And probably 9 years ago, we started to try to grow something a bit different, stumbled across quinoa, and it's been a great journey ever since, really.
Now, back then, I don't think anyone was talking about quinoa, were they?
No, not at all, no. So it took a few years before actually anyone mentioned the word to me, actually. So we were very much in the early days.
And so when you started, exactly, where did you find about it from the beginning? Were you one of these health nuts that went, I'm going to grow something really different?
I wanted to look for something a little bit more niche and something where we could control the supply chain a bit more and just make farming a bit more fun. So just went on a journey of looking and just reading every health food label and every label on packets and Googling and Wikipedia-ing things until we sort of stumbled across something we thought might be able to grow here.
Now, the story's interesting because you started with a few seeds and actually virtually bred, well, sort of had to build up the numbers the seed stock to get it happening, didn't you?
Oh, that's right. So it's very hard to source quinoa seed. So the original germplasm we brought in from overseas was really diverse, which was great because out of a paddock, there was about 3 plants that we actually liked the look
really?
Of.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so basically from that, you know, like an absolute handful of seed, you know, we're now growing paddocks of quinoa across the state.
Well, when you talk about across the state, are you now having interest everywhere, and is there a particular rainfall or soil type that quinoa needs to grow brilliantly to get good returns?
Yeah, look, it's a funny crop because it's basically a summer crop that's grown in Bolivia at very high altitudes, but their summer is very similar to our winter in terms of temperature and rainfall.
Yeah, okay.
We don't have any rain over summer, so the only time we can grow crops in our Mediterranean climate is over winter. So the challenge for us has been to take this summer crop, and it's a bit like trying to grow watermelons in winter. You know, it's really
in Albany.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's been a really big challenge. Quinoa's adapted right across the world. So there's about 5,000 varieties. You know, there's native Australian quinoas, and it's everywhere. The challenge has been to find a variety that suits here. And so it's been a long process of just hand selecting plants that do well, basically, and bulking them up, and then growing them again. But it'll grow anywhere. It seems very hardy of different soil types. There's a few things it likes and doesn't like. It is a difficult crop to grow. It's a very weak seedling. It needs a bit of nurturing at the start. And you know, we've had as many failures as successes. But it's an amazing, rewarding crop when it actually works. It's just the most beautiful thing you'll ever see.
So I can imagine, oh no, this is where my farming background comes, that feeling of it coming out of the ground and then just going, just give me some more rain to keep it going. Then we have 23 degrees in June and it's hot and it just collapses. Is that the end of it, or is it pretty tough for that?
Look, once you get it out of the ground, and I wear my knees, the knees out of my jeans, just like spending time on the ground.
Looking, searching, seeing what's happened.
That's right. And so this time of year is always nervous. Once it's up and going, it's amazingly hardy and is fine. But it doesn't grow much over winter when it's cool.
Okay.
And then it just comes alive in spring. It's amazing.
Yeah. And so the length of time and the harvesting process, the process to get it to actually reaches the consumer.
Yeah, it's actually quite quick. So we sow it this time of year, a bit later than most of our other crops, and then we're harvesting it at normal harvest time, which is sort of November, December.
Mm.
And then basically it doesn't leave my farm. It gets processed on the farm and then basically put straight in a packet and onto a shelf. So it's a very simple process.
Well, a fantastic boom for the area.
Now, yeah.
You say you grow quinoa sustainably. What does that mean?
Basically, it fits into our rotation of our crop. So for us to be a sustainable farmer, we don't want to grow the same crop year in, year out, because it leads to build up of disease and all that sort of stuff. So we very much concentrate on trying to be really diverse in what we do, and whether that's running livestock in between or rotating between different varieties. So by adding quinoa into the system, that just helps the diversity of our farming systems, and which is a great thing. And the other thing is we don't cultivate anymore. We actually try to let the microbes build up in the soil and lead to a healthier soil by what's something we call no-till. We basically just open up a little slot in the ground and drop the seed in without disturbing the crop. And that's been an amazing advancement for farming here. With it eliminates wind erosion and things like that. So, and we retain a lot more of our stubbles and things like that to build up those organic matter. So, yeah, it's all part of that whole sort of big picture of how we farm now.
Yeah, right.
Ashley, is it profitable?
It's profitable when it works.
Isn't that true?
I always say that farmers are the most optimistic people out because when it rains and when we don't get the wind and we don't get the hail, yeah, we can get some money out of it.
That's right. Yeah. No. Look, it is profitable on average. The thing with quinoa is like we have this. It's very day length sensitive, so it likes to wake up and have lengthening days.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And so we sort of trapped between the winter solstice and once it hits 35 degrees in sort of November, December, it aborts seed. So we've got this little tight window where we've got to produce it in, and if you fall outside of that window, it'll give you nothing. So it's the risk is so much greater than anything else we grow.
Right.
But when it comes off, it's wonderful.
It's worth it. Now, for those people who have never eaten quinoa before, don't even know what we're talking about, can you explain? Are we starting to see it now in a lot of value add? Do you see it in bread? Do you see it in mixed cereal mixes? We see it everywhere. Can you explain how we can buy it, what we can use it for, Ashley? Are you the cook in the family as well?
No, I'm certainly not the cook, Sue, but I've been blessed to have a wife that's very talented in the kitchen and she looks after me very well. But I think the thing with quinoa is it's so easy to incorporate into your diet. Like it's basically if you eat rice, you can eat quinoa. And if you don't treat it any differently, it's that easy. So, I mean, for me, who's not a cook, the simplest thing is just, if you're having rice in the dish, make half that rice quinoa and cook it in your rice cooker. It's very easy. It absorbs a huge amount of water. So I think a lot of people are scared of it. And the thing is, you buy a pack of quinoa, it lasts a long time because a little cup will feed a family.
It's really filling, I found.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the big plus with it is it's very high in protein, and plus it's got the perfect balance of amino acids, which basically it's one of a few foods that you could, if you ate nothing but quinoa, you would actually have a healthy diet. It's amazingly balanced. So we if people want to go to our website, Three Farmers Quinoa, there's a heap of recipes there, and there's an amazing chocolate brownie recipe that just uses whole quinoa as the flour base.
The sound of that.
Look, if you want to have a try with that, it's amazing, and the kids will love it, and it's very easy. But this time of year, adding it to soups is...
Oh, in place of barley kind of
diet? That's right.
Right, yeah, okay.
Exactly. It takes a texture like pearl barley, and I love that crunchy, nutty texture. And that's actually something to chew as well.
And you'll find ours has a real sort of nutty flavour. Like it's a little bit darker looking. Or
is that
more
because of the
looking.
Dust from hybrid?
Thanks.
So.
Yeah, no. No, but it actually, like, we have a comment over and over again that it's actually got a lot more flavour. It's a bit more like a brown rice compared to a white rice.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where do we can we find yours on the shelves?
Yes. So we Coles have been wonderful to us, and they're stocking it Australia wide in their supermarkets. Our brand is Three Farmers Quinoa.
That's it. Simple as that. Now, when I go past, I'll call in.
That'd be great.
See you. Yeah.
We'd love you. And come for a drive in late October, early November. And
done.
Like, there is paddocks that are just red and it looks amazing.
Yeah, it is actually quite beautiful as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
As contrast to the yellow that's everywhere at the moment.
That's
or
right.
The occasional purple, which you do see some places too. But no. Well, yeah. I look at
so it. Actually, Three Farmers, just search Quinoa. Three Farmers Quinoa and we will find it. Fantastic story.
That's
lovely
right.
to chat to you. Send love to
Dad. Yeah, we'll do. I know he's listening. No, and thanks so much for your interest, guys. The whole way through, it's been wonderful. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll get some brownies made, I think.
Yeah, that's the start. I think that's a good entree for many. Good to chat,
thanks,
Ashley.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
There we go. From Three Farmers, look out for their quinoa in Coles.